Inside Mac.
For Tuesday, June 20th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Here's what's making headlines. Major price cut for Shake 4.1. Free video download for auto repair. IBM's speedy transistor. And Disney is the happiest company on earth. Apple made many people in the movie industry extremely happy today as it released Shake 4.1, the first universal version of its industry-leading compositing software. The joy doesn't stop there, oh no. Along with the new release, Apple cut its price from $2,999 to $499. Final Cut Studio editors can now utilize Shake's sophisticated 3D compositing, keying, image tracking, and stabilization for the price of a plugin. Shake continues to be the tool of choice for major motion picture studios, including ILM, for visual effects compositing, and plays a vital part in blockbuster movies such as Mission Impossible 3, Poseidon, and the upcoming Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Shake 4.1 complements Final Cut Studio by providing a full range of operations from simple retouching to complex 3D compositing. Shake uses state-of-the-art optical flow image analysis to retime, track, and stabilize shots with precision. Particle effects from Motion 2 can be dropped directly into the Shake process tree to add elements such as smoke, sparkles, and fire to sophisticated multiplane 3D composites. It also brings significant performance gains on the new Intel-based Macs, providing artists and editors with desktop-level experience on the new MacBook Pro notebook computer. Artists and editors can start composing with HD, 2K, and even 4K shots directly on location. IBM has built a transistor that runs about 100 times faster than current chips. This new development could pave the way for ultra-fast computers and wireless networks. Transistors are found in everything from supercomputers to digital music players, and IBM has achieved record speeds. The transistor achieved a speed of 500 gigahertz, which is more than 100 times faster than the fastest PC chip sold today, and about 250 times faster than the typical mobile telephone chip. The advances should make its appearance in real products within a couple of years. Have you ever had a question about car repair, but you didn't feel like traveling to your neighborhood auto store? Well, now you don't have to. Advanced Auto Parts has announced today that it is offering free downloads of its video clinics showing instructional car repair information through Apple's Video iPod technology. More than 20 of Advanced's how-to video clinics are now available. The video clinics show you how to perform a variety of maintenance procedures from replacing brake pads to changing oil or installing shocks and struts, and include quick instructions related to a variety of automotive projects. The free iPod service will be bolstered with new video clinics added monthly. You can find them at iTunes.com or AdvancedAutoParts.com. Stairways Software today announced InterArchy 8.1. This is a new universal binary version of its award-winning internet application for Mac OS X. It adds support for accessing Amazon S3, which gives users direct access to unlimited amounts of disk space and bandwidth. It also adds support for auto uploads and multiple remote directories, which will allow a file to be dropped on InterArchy and uploaded to multiple remote sites very easily. If you're interested in the InterArchy 8.1, you must have a Mac OS X 10.3.9 or later and about $39 in your wallet. A test done by Disney showed that primetime ABC television shows were viewed more than 11 million times on the web in the first month. Interestingly, an online exit survey showed that 87% could remember the advertisers that sponsored the shows, compared to a mere 40% viewed on TV. Since last October, Disney has sold more than 6 million downloads of shows like Desperate Housewives, Lost and Alias on Apple's iTunes website, and iTunes sales of ABC shows have remained consistent. Research showed that making the episodes available on online platforms does not decrease the amount of traditional television viewing of those shows. For example, Disney Channel's online broadband player, which offers episodes of the cable network's most popular children's series, racked up 26.7 million streams between June 2nd and June 11th, but television viewership also rose. The trial is set to end on June 30th, and the company must now figure out how to set advertising rates for the online episodes. Coming up, you'll hear about a Mac-friendly luxury pet store when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning.
morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. The grand opening for the new Apple store at the Crabtree Valley Mall in Raleigh, North Carolina, will take place this Saturday the 24th. The festivities begin on that day at 10 a.m. There will be a week of events, including a variety of unique and educational presentations, demonstrations, and workshops, all free of charge. Targus is now offering three new security locks for your iPod: the mobile security lock, the desktop security lock, and the iLet security lock. They feature a keyless user-settable three-digit combination for added convenience and protection. You can use the security locks if you have an iPod configured with a dock connector, including the 5GB, Nano, iPod Photo, 4GB, iPod Mini, and 3GB. Prices range from $19.99 to $39.99, and it's available in black. CS Odessa today announced the new release of its flagship product, Concept Draw 6. The new version features texture filling, export to scalable vector graphics format, a new extended set of shape libraries and samples, and some significant improvements in software usability. The software is available in English, German, French, Spanish, and Russian. The Concept Draw 6 is priced at $149 US for the standard version and $299 for the professional edition. But if you want to try it out first, a free trial is also available. Opera 9 has been released today by Opera Software. This is the latest version of its free web browser. It has increased its speed, has new web standard support, and offers innovative features such as widgets and BitTorrent. There's a great story on the Apple site that introduces its readers to Susan Bing. Even though she considers herself not to be a business person, she is the founder and president of Trixie and Peanut, the premier purveyor of luxury pet products. At first, all she wanted was to create her own catalog, but it grew and it grew until it progressed from a direct mail triumph to an e-merce site with a global clientele to Manhattan Boutique that caters to Uma Thurman, Diddy, and Paris Hilton. Susan attributes her success to knowing the market, being in the right place at the right time, and she said a lot of it would never have been imaginable without her Mac computers. Susan's devotion of the Mac was evident in every aspect of the business, from using iPhoto to using mail to iCal to handle schedules. She and her husband had never considered using PCs. When customers visit the Trixie and Peanut store in Manhattan's fashionable Flatiron District, they enter a sleek white space dotted with all manner of elegantly designed leashes, collars, dog beds, and garments. Susan said the sleek white iMacs fit right into the retail environment. I couldn't have designed them better myself. One iMac runs Playgo and acts as a cash register, while the other is a kiosk permanently tuned to TrixieandPeanut.com. The store has been in operation for only 6 years, and she says that it's continuing to do very well. She says that they are taking steps to get better and better. They're featuring more and more products that are exclusive to them, and they have been carrying their own line of items for several months now. Trixie and Peanut have become the number one retail brand. Susan said that there is a tremendous potential beyond their current website and one-store operation. She said, whatever we involve into, we'll definitely be using Macs. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.